Access and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, warning to people along Florida's Gulf Coast.
When you went to bed, this storm was just a Category 1. It is explosively intensifying.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson with Hurricane Milton, now a powerful Category 3 hurricane with winds of up to 125 miles an hour as it sets sights on areas slammed by Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. Mandatory evacuations have been ordered up and down the coast. Today marks 1 year since the Hamas attack on Israel. CBS's Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
People that I spoke to said that they were feeling shock and that they were feeling sadness. Shock at the fact that this conflict has gone on for now a whole year.
The announcement from Stockholm this morning, two Americans have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering micro-RNA.
A tiny molecule that has opened a new field in gene regulation.
CBS News Brief, Deborah Rutt.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A fire at Rochecree State Park yesterday was allegedly started by a cigarette. Fire trucks and planes responded quickly as the fire could spread rapidly with the 30-mile-per-hour winds in Adams County on Sunday. Nisida, Grand Rapids, Adams, Big Flats, New Chester, Quincy, Rome, and Coloma units were called to assist with the brush fire. An ambulance was requested from Friendship for an injury to a firefighter. The fire was mostly contained by midnight, with one unit staying on the scene overnight. People are saying the fire started near the stairs that ascend to the top of the mound. There's a monthly vet breakfast at Grace's Restaurant this morning, beginning at 9 a.m. Tomorrow is Culver's Night for the VFW. On Tuesday, October 8th, you can say thank you to veterans from 4 to 8 at Culver's. A portion of proceeds will go to help the VFW's efforts in our community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our head of our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning. Did I almost get a promotion?
You almost did.
Stole my job. Stole my job.
So close. So close. I had the teleprompter going and everything.
Yeah.
I wrote it all out this weekend. Our head of production, co-host Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners on radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
Hope you had a safe, fun, good weekend. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, these blue skies just keep following us. It's been a beautiful weekend and a nice week to kick off here, a day to kick off.
Yes, it has been. It's been an interesting weekend. You know, those winds yesterday were so feisty and strong, blowing that cold air in, that I actually found myself in the middle of a wildfire in your neck of the woods, believe it or not.
Whoa.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, a little bit. What happened? How are you?
Okay, so I'm good, but I'll tell you, it was a little bit of a situation. So I just stopped at your Rochecree State Park, never been there before. And about a minute after I was there, fire trucks are just rolling up the hill, more and more and more from different towns. And before I know it, I couldn't even get out of the park because you have to go up that hill to get out. It's a one-way street.
Yeah.
And I had to go back down as these big fire trucks are coming at me. It was a situation, right?
Wow.
So I finally got out. And when I did, and I went away kind of on the corner, there's a Quick Trip over there, and you could just see the smoke billowing and the winds just taking it and whipping it around the mound. And it was scary to see the DNR plane, too, circling for hours. And I was talking to some locals, and they're saying that they heard over the scanner, so this is not confirmed, but they heard over the scanner that someone had tossed a cigarette butt on the top of the observation deck, and it lit a fire underneath that platform at the top of the mountain. So if you imagine firefighters trying to go into the depths of the woods with their hoses, did they even reach? I don't know. But a situation from a cigarette butt. So as we go through this week, no matter what, don't do stuff like that. Avoid burning. Mm. Something so small can go crazy so fast. And it's crazy to see it actually happen while you're there.
I can't imagine.
Wowza.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Brittany. Yeah. I apologize that you had to go through that. Feel for you. But I also want to send a shout out to the people out there that are still smoking and doing things like that. Don't be a knucklehead. Don't be a knucklehead.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds to think about that stuff. Don't think about others. Think about where you are, and don't be a knucklehead.
Think about Smokey Bear. That's what he keeps telling you, everybody. Come on.
By this point, everybody grew up with smoking.
Yeah.
Everybody grew up with smoking.
Come on, man.
No excuses. Thank you for sharing that reporting there, Brittany. A beautiful park, by the way. Rush Creek Park. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful park. That's a great place to go for a spa. Glad you got a chance to check it out. What are we going to be checking out today with Mother Nature?
Well, if you walked outside this morning, you saw that frost, you felt that cold. it's finally going to warm up. We will hit the mid-60s today. We'll get a little chilly tonight, dropping to the upper 30s, but I don't think we'll have a frost advisory. It's possible, but I do think, again, by tomorrow night we will. So a couple of cold nights, cooler days ahead, and dry, sunny conditions. I don't have any rain in the forecast for you this week.
Wow.
All right. Did anybody else deal with this morning? I go out, I see my Jeep, and it's all frosted over, and I'm looking in my back seat, like, where's that scraper?
Where's the scraper?
Had to use my nails.
Oh,
like, I'm using my nails on it and everything, because I couldn't find the darn scraper. I pull into here, the scraper's right there. It flipped up as I was driving it. It rolled up and everything.
It was right there.
Like, I'm just like, when you know it's a Monday morning when you're yelling at inanimate objects, where were you? I needed you. Don't give me that.
You had one job.
That's it. Brittany, we appreciate all of the jobs that you do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Best in the business right there, friend Brittany Merlot, joining us every Monday through Friday, right in this time slot. We'll be getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Going to talk some fall foliage to kick things off in just a little while. We'll also have the top-selling Halloween candies in every state.
Oh, I love this one. It's my favorite. Candy corn.
It'll be represented, I'm sure. What does the American dream really cost? And how much does it cost?
Ooh, it's going to be rough.
California just did something, I think, pretty cool, or kind of interesting, I should say. Not cool, but kind of interesting. We'll definitely get into that. Of course, it's a Monday. That means the 9 o'clock hour is not only going to kick off with the kitchens open.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A new edition. We will be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But we'll also be joined in the 9 o'clock hour by our great friend Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yes, that's right. Very cool.
Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We'll also have some entertainment news for you. And we'll see what else we can get into in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some fun. We'll get into some things. Well, I want to kick off our show right here. And I hope you both had a great weekend. Hope everybody out there had a good weekend. If this is art, then you know, maybe you need to be a little more specific about it. An employee at a museum in the Netherlands threw out 2 empty beer cans that were actually priceless pieces of modern art. The hand-painted cans were made to look like 2 empty beer cans someone carelessly left behind, but they really do look like, and they really do look like that. They're part of a larger collection of cans titled All the Good Times We Spent Together.
Hmm.
The museum's elevator is all glass, and they were sitting on top of the glass ceiling. An elevator repairman didn't realize they were an art exhibit and thought someone just left them there. So he tossed them in the trash to help out.
Oh, no.
Is he really helping out? He didn't throw him in recycling.
Come on, man. At least do that.
The museum's curator noticed them missing, and luckily the trash hadn't been dumped yet. So they're able to find the cans, clean them off, and still use them.
Oh, goodness.
They say the museum bears no ill will towards the worker who was just, quote, doing his job in
good faith. Yeah.
The museum director said that, in a way, it's a testament to the effectiveness of the art's work.
That is a good point. I got to give him that. By the way, they should really point out to the staff that this is an that's an exhibit. You know, don't clean
Why
that.
Why wouldn't it have some kind of ledger?
It doesn't.
Something.
James is showing me a picture right now. It just looks like a couple of cans laying on top of the thing. Yeah,
I'd have done the same thing.
I'm telling you,
I'd have done the same thing this guy did.
Right.
Does anybody else know? Like, especially me, people like me, I should say, that are a bit neurotic and a little bit OCD and all that. If I'm cleaning, I'm cleaning a section with my reach, I'll grab other things as I'm grabbing them because I'm already down there. I'm going to grab that stuff and I don't have to go back and grab it. If I'm cleaning and I see two empty beer cans, I'm going to grab them and throw them in the recycling for one. Again, I feel like it's just a little note there.
Come on, guy.
But I don't blame this guy at all. But what I was trying to look up and I could not find why these are so priceless.
Mm.
Art is art and all art is important. All art matters. But all art is not priceless.
No.
I mean, that word should be used for specific. The Mona Lisa is priceless.
Right.
There's certain art that is priceless and certain art that isn't. I'd just like to know why this was.
I'm not
debating if it is or it isn't. Just curious of why it was.
Because I'm sure there's a story there that would be really interesting, and that would be nice, you know, to let us know. You know, just curious. That's all.
Curious. Yeah, it's from 2016.
Okay.
And it's really just two cans.
Cans that morph around the building. Apparently?
Yeah, they're cans
or
all
move
around the building.
I should say,
they have them all around the building, and it's a piece. But how would you know this? Could you imagine? You're just walking around this museum, and a bunch of snooty people. Wow, they don't clean up around here. Oh, jeez.
And apparently, they have beer parties too. Yeah.
Apparently, nobody. Cleaned up after the weekend. I never. Because somebody has to say I never. You're not ritzy.
Because all rich people say that.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. It's fine. Now, I have never really hung out with rich people, but what I'm guessing that they all say that.
This is our approximation of what rich people talk like. Yes. That's right, yeah.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. thought that was interesting. And I thought if anybody got out and about this weekend, maybe you saw some of the fall foliage.
Mm.
Some of Mother
starting to turn.
Nature doing her thing. She dyed her hair, and it looks great.
Looks awesome.
Marionette County's coming in at 75% already.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, where they're located, that makes sense.
They already hit
Look at that.
Area Tomahawk is at 75 as well. Phillips is in that range also. Clark County's at about 20%. As we get a little bit closer to our neck of the woods.
Right, yeah.
Juneau County in at 10% as well. We're seeing the Stevens Point area is about 10%. Marshfield, Wausau, all at 10% as well. And how are we looking here in Wisconsin Rapids? How are we looking in Wood County here? It looks like we are at about 10%.
Okay.
Let's see here. Yep. Oh, no, 25%. I'm sorry, 25%.
Oh, we're getting better.
Yeah. If you have taken any drives to the Plover area this weekend or Point or something like that, you'll probably noticing a lot of great changes. This is one of my favorite times of year right now, right in this heart of this moment.
Was in the Nakusa area yesterday, and the drive down there, that was looking pretty nice. Yeah. Some of the trees were looking pretty cool.
Shout out to Nakusa. Heard it was a fun weekend
It was.
Good, fun weekend over there. We got a fun week ahead of us. We got great shows, great things lined up for you. We'll get into our schedule a little bit later. And of course, coming up, we got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them
yep.
to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
You heard them, boys. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club with our great friends over at El Cafe. When they open their doors tomorrow, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Make plans to be at El Cafe this week, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yummy.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you.
We do.
info@wfhr.com. You can email us their way or can email us at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us or melissa.k@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to us any way that way. Of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Have you liked our Facebook pages? Well, go ahead.
Lately.
Go ahead. We'll wait.
Come on.
We will wait. We will wait you out. We will know. Go ahead and like the pages and direct message us that way, not only with your birthdays and anniversaries, but any feedback. Certainly on WYRI, we're always looking for song requests. Mm-hmm. Love to get those from you guys.
We certainly are.
Get them to us, everybody. And, of course, call up.
Yep, 715-424-2600. You could tell James your birthday right now.
Do it.
Yes.
Do it.
James, come on. It's my birthday. That's not my birthday.
But
it
that's
is not your birthday. We only have to celebrate you one day.
But that was a great example. That was a great example of how it's done. That's it.
That's right.
We encourage you to do so, everybody. Let's see here. I got Mel tomorrow. So, Seth, today, give me a 1 through 5.
Four.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it as we collect our birthdays and anniversaries for the month of October and appreciate everybody getting us these. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Outside the Lines qualifier, Pam's cousin, Patty Miskrit McGinn.
Oh,
happy birthday, Patty.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Patty grew up in the Rapids area, lives in Appleton now, and Patty has one of the greatest names I've ever heard.
Yes, that's really cool.
Patty Eskrit McGinn.
That's very cool.
That is
cool.
A wonderful name. Enjoy your day, Patty.
Yeah.
We wish a happy birthday to a good friend of all of ours, Gretchen Powers.
Happy birthday, Gretchen Powers.
Mm. Gretchen, of course, the exec over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater now, one of the founders and creators of Hopo Productions, put a lot into this community.
Yep.
Wonderful mom, wonderful director over there, and a wonderful human being. We wish you a great one, Gretchen. Enjoy your day. Yep. She was just right here in studios on Friday.
That's right.
We got to sing.
You can imagine that?
She got an impromptu happy birthday song to her at the Pumpkin Fest yesterday.
Yes, she did.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's so good to hear.
It was the kids. They're the ones that instigated it. So
They were there performing The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and it was really well done. Great, great job, Gretchen. Congratulations to you and all those kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yeah, congrats, and appreciate the work from the other from Friday. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We actually wish a happy birthday to a great friend of ours here at both of our stations and joined us a number of times, Anna Rebecca.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Anna.
Anna has joined us as a couple of times as a musical act and been on here. She plays a wonderful piano, wonderful jazz artist, keeping jazz alive in just not only with the younger generations, but in this area. Mm-hmm. You've seen her perform at the Hotel Mead and a couple of other places. Just wonderful artist, wonderful human being. Enjoy your day, Anna. Mm-hmm. And we wish happy birthday to Don Jerwisky.
Happy birthday, Don.
Enjoy the day, Don. Hope it's a good one for you, sir.
Yes, indeed.
We wish a happy 24th anniversary to Jerry and Janet Meddaw.
Aw.
Happy anniversary.
Jerry and Janet.
24. That's cool.
That's a good one.
That's a fun one. Have a great one, Jerry and Janet. And that's beautiful. That's I
love alliterative names, man.
Yes, yes. They're some of my favorite. I love when that happens. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Robin Ireland.
Happy birthday, Robin.
Enjoy your day, Robin. Hope it's a good one.
Congratulations, yeah.
Brag to everybody you're our qualifier today. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do so.
I am always jealous of people that have the last name of a place.
You've mentioned this, and I was wondering.
I think it's so cool, because I had a friend in college, her last name was Cleveland, and I thought, man, that's so cool. You got a last name of Cleveland, man? People know and can spell it.
Yeah. I have a friend whose last name was Madison.
See? Yeah, I'm telling you. Those are nice.
My friend's mom changed her last name to Dublin.
Oh. See? Can you do that?
I got so excited.
You just have to pay $200.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know this.
Right, right. When I was living in California, I happened to run into a guy who was, his first name was Chicago. And I got really excited. I'm like, I'm meeting a fellow Illinois person out here and everything. He was from Detroit. that's my only catch.
Like, wait a minute.
If you're going to name somebody Dallas, let him at least be from Dallas.
That would be really weird. To name your child after the town you live in?
Is it weirder than that, or is it weirder being from Detroit and you're named Chicago and grow up in the Detroit school system and you're with the name Chicago? Imagine being a kid in Green Bay named Chicago.
I hadn't thought about that. That would be weird.
That's rough.
Hey, we're in North Dakota. There were at least where we were, there were at least a couple of Dallases. I don't know why, but they just like the name, I guess.
In a weird way, I think Melissa and I are both right. I feel like, and at the same time.
Yeah, of course I'm right.
I've learned.
Melissa's always right.
We've worked together long enough. I've learned. I just always lean towards that.
Melissa's always right.
Yes, get the right amount of disdain in your voice.
Yes, sarcasm.
There,
I got to get it. Got to work on that.
Yeah,
Monday.
I really do. I got to warm that up. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, when I was in Hawaii, my friend there was named, his last name was California. He actually had a couple extra letters. He was from California also, but a couple extra letters in his name than what he normally spelled in California is.
That's always interesting.
Funny.
How about that?
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Man.
Appreciate the call, sir. Have a great morning. Always appreciate you. Great listener. Yeah. Great listener right there. We take a look at our celebrity list. Brie Olsen is 38. A strong actress, I believe. I believe she's an actress. I'm not sure. Let's see. Taylor Hicks is 48. American Idol fifth season winner.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember where that name came from.
And list of names of people we have forgotten.
I know.
I'm telling you, those American Idol winners, it's either you're Kelly Clarkson or you're him. It seems to go one direction or the other.
Yeah.
You're either gigantic or we hear from you ever.
Yeah.
Just interesting how that works. Mm-hmm. That's not a shot or anything
like that.
It's just interesting to me that is probably the biggest reality show there is, and as far as reality shows that create stars, I don't know if anybody does it bigger than American Idol still, even with The Voice and some other shows. And even with that, it's not a guarantee that you're going to – a lot of times you finish second and you become bigger than the person who won.
And I realized I just called him by the wrong name. I called him by the San Francisco Giants pitcher Jordan Hicks.
I didn't even catch
instead
that.
Of Taylor Hicks. Sorry.
My sports brain didn't even catch
that. Oh, boy.
One of the greater singer-songwriters of our generation, and certainly that I have seen live, Radiohead's Tom York is 56 today. Incredible artist.
Crazy genius.
Yeah, yeah. And while he may not look it and you may not think it, seeing them live, that is a ringmaster. That man is a ringmaster. What Radiohead does is nothing short of a circus.
Love it.
It was incredible. And to hear a band that has so many layers and they're so digital sound so good live and sound so much like the CD, so much like the music that you hear at home in your headphones and everything. I have seen very few bands that have impressed me like that band did. I was a little, feeling it. We'll put it that way. But I don't think that...
It probably enhanced the experience. Let's put it that way.
I like to think so. It's always funny when you see these things afterwards. You're like, wait a minute, that wasn't nearly as good. Independence Day has never been as good to me. I'll just leave it at that. You can follow up on that story another time off air. But that movie has never been the same as I've seen it in the theater. Toni Braxton is 57. Great singer.
Oh wow. What a voice.
Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak My Heart.
Yeah, that man. She sings that song. And even if you're not feeling any heartache, you immediately
feel sad.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yo-Yo Ma is 69.
Wow.
Wow.
Incredible string player. Incredible.
Cellist.
Just some of the smartest fingers you'll ever see. I actually, the first time I saw Yo-Yo Ma was with my kids watching Sesame Street. And I've heard of this guy. I've heard his music. I didn't know who he was. He was so charming and so fun on that show. Became an instant fan and have listened to him ever since.
If I remember, he came back several times to Sesame Street because he was so popular.
Sorry.
You're welcome, James.
Yeah, you just saw the text that Melissa sent you?
Text
message. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Not my wheelhouse. Yeah, Yo-Yo Ma is an incredible string player, incredible artist, cello genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Hey, man, if you're as famous as he is by playing the cello, that means that you're pretty darn good.
Yeah, yeah.
But the cello is such a beautiful instrument.
It is. I totally agree. Yeah. But it's not like, you know, your lead singer's rocking out on a cello kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
honestly, I think they should.
It's so impressive, though, what he's done with it.
I'm such a sucker for string instruments. Mm. Amazing. Just amazing. John Cougar Mellencamp is 73 today.
Just make sure you get all of his names in there.
I did get the cougar in there. I couldn't help myself. If you happen to meet Mr. Mellencamp, please do not call him John Cougar.
Do not.
Do
he doesn't
yourself
like that.
A favor. Do not call him that. I learned it the hard way. Jack and Diane, Wild Night, Hurt So Good, Small Town, Pink Houses. Incredible set list.
Yep.
Is he? Did he write a lot of those? Because I don't know if he's a songwriter as well.
Wait, that's a great question.
Yeah, he's a singer-songwriter.
Yes, okay, so I think he did. Yep, I think that's true.
That makes sense. Yep. Makes sense. The way he sings and the way he sings, like, especially like Jack and Diane. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a song he would have written. Sounds like something like that. Let's see. Great job with Wild Night bringing Michelle and Deggio cello onto that song as well.
Yes.
That was a nice addition. One of his last hits. I'm surprised we don't see or hear him much anymore just because singers in that age range, they still, you know, right now, they tend to stick around. David Hope from Kansas is 75. Carry On My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind. Quite a few hits. Joy Behr is 82. A lot of younger people out there will know her from The Voice, but a great stand-up comedian over the decades. Mm-hmm. For a long time, great stand-up
She's
comedian.
She's 81?
Yeah, 82.
Oh, 82. Wow.
Would not have guessed that.
Wazza. No.
A very funny writer as well for a long time. Joy Behr comes from the era of when women had to really fight to get into the writer's room. Where, let me look up, it's different. Oh, no, it's not different now. Sorry, never mind.
It's a little better, but...
It's a little better. It is a little
still
better.
Need a long way to go.
She was a co-host on The View for quite a while.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
That's our younger people, I think, will know her from The View.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's still on there or not, though. And as far as people no longer with us, Desmond Tutu, born in the state in 1931, passed away in 2021. South African archbishop, civil rights leader, and one of the greater names. And Mr. Tutu always had a very fun with his name. And I always admired that. A man of his ilk and everything.
Yes.
Very serious, but could still laugh at himself, could still take a joke and everything. And I really admired that and appreciated that about him.
One of those... people that really believed that there could be peace on this earth.
Yeah.
He really worked towards that. I mean, he was an amazing individual.
Worked so hard to, I wanted to make sure to get this right, fusing black theology and African theology, and a groundbreaker on so many of those things.
Yep.
Along with a wonderful point to bring up, Seth, when you heard this man speak, especially about things like that, you believed him. You believed in it. You believed it might even be a chance.
Yep.
Incredible individual. We got some credible individuals that we celebrated today on our local list. A happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Yeah.
Wishing you great days to Pam's cousin, Patty Eskrit McGinn.
Yes. Happy birthday, Patty.
Wishing happy birthdays to our friends, Gretchen Powers and Anna Rebecca.
Happy birthday, you two.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Don Drewski.
Happy birthday, Don.
Happy 24th anniversary to Jerry and Janet Meadow.
Jerry and Janet.
And, of course, to our qualifier.
There's a song in there somewhere.
It really is. Especially with the Jack and Diane thing earlier.
Yeah, I know. Like, that made me think of that.
Little story about Jerry and Janet. I can see it.
There you go.
See it. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Robin Ireland.
Happy birthday,
Robin. Congratulations, Robin.
Enjoy your day, everybody, and get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Yes, indeed.
And tomorrow, make plans to visit our friends at El Cafe. Tomorrow, they'll be open 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And we'll be back after our news break right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jumped to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Portage County man is being held on a high cash bond for allegedly threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats. 56-year-old Robert Arnold allegedly made the threat in a voicemail message to the office of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. In the message, Arnold threatens Harris, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, State Representative Katrina Shankland, and a Portage County supervisor who is running for State Assembly. Arnold is being held on a $50,000 cash bond and will be back in court later this month to be formally charged with terrorism. His arrest comes as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns of a heightened threat environment ahead of the presidential election. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today is $2.99. This is almost 8 cents lower than a month ago and 32 cents lower than this time last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get into some Halloween talk in a little bit before we wrap up the hour. We got the a list of the best Halloween candies around the country.
All right.
We'll get into that.
Yes.
I want to make sure we got this one in. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off our show, our 9 o'clock hour with the Kitchens Open.
Mm-hmm.
In a segment that might be better, might show up in the Kitchens Open, because I think this is something we've talked about before, and something that I think that needs to be talked about more often, mm-hmm. and that's sell-by dates.
Ooh, that's an interesting topic, yeah.
One of the most perplexing things that there is these sell-by dates.
Mm-hmm.
They have a billion different meanings to a billion different people. Why is it that way? And, you know, that's a whole other conversation. But California is done having that conversation.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
California has just become the first state to ban sell-by dates.
Oh.
They're simplifying how dates are used on products to cut back on food waste at stores and to reduce consumer costs.
Okay.
Yes. Make things simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The law takes effect on July 1st on 2026. It prohibits the use of consumer-facing sell-by dates and also requires standardized language for date labels.
Okay.
At that point, date labels can only say one or two things. Best if used by to indicate peak quality or used by to designate food safety.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. Cool. Yeah.
Mm. And that leaves nothing to question then.
Exactly.
Yep.
I mean, who has not looked at a label and been like, what does this mean? You know?
Oh, yeah.
When we see
oh,
these yeah. things. So right now, yeah.
Uh-huh. The problem with sell-by dates was that they were supposed to be used by consumers. The dates were meant to indicate to stores when the stock needs to be rotated. But that led to stores nixing perfectly good food from shelves and consumers thinking that items past that date at home were spoiled.
Right.
Right.
Dates aren't going to disappear entirely, at least anytime soon. The idea is that cleaning up the phrasing will keep food from being tossed out too soon.
Good.
There aren't any federal requirements for the language on mm-hmm. food date labels outside of baby formula. And even after that, this goes into effect, stores will still get information on when to remove certain products like eggs and beer.
Okay.
It's also important to remember two things. Most expiration dates are just educated guesses mm-hmm. by manufacturers based on typical trends. But a lot of things can impact how long a product lasts, like how and where it's stored before it's purchased and after it's purchased.
Mm, okay.
Experts say you should rely on your own senses to determine if a food is still in good shape, particularly how it looks and smells.
Yes. That's the best way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is a way.
Yeah, right. Don't just take a big swig. I wouldn't recommend that. No, just don't do that.
So, I think that we all agree this is a pretty good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see other states pick this up.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we see them do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while for it to get into effect. So mm-hmm. I would like to see more states get on this early.
Right.
Well, it would be nice if it could be the same all the way across the country.
It would be.
Personally, mm-hmm. I feel that way because we have so much interstate and sales and
commerce. Yeah, mm-hmm.
commerce.
You're right.
Yes, yep. Thank you.
So there is my question that I came to when I first read this. Should this be something that is mandated federally?
Mm.
Should this be something that is done that way? Is this something that needs to be a state-by-state thing, or is this something we could do federally? We could do just like a blanket, over every state of how this should
be most effective that way.
Right, exactly. Like what Melissa was saying, yeah, that makes the most sense to me to have a uniform code of what should be on there across every state because like Melissa said, there's so much interstate commerce. You know, you go to the grocery store. Do you know where everything is coming from? No, you have no idea what states are coming from. So it would be very helpful, I think, not only for consumers, but also for the people who, you know, the grocery stores who stock the stuff have a better idea. Mm-hmm. So they're not wasting food, which wastes inventory for them and costs money and overhead. So that'll make sense all the way around.
We have so many people that are barking about how much everything costs. And this is one of the ways to help something like that.
To help bring costs down.
You got it.
Less waste.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody that wants to point their finger at inflation, keep in mind you have three fingers pointing right back at you. And every one of us are guilty of this on one layer or another. Some more than others, mm-hmm. but everybody has done something like this at some point, whether you've done it at home or a mm-hmm. restaurant or something like that. So I don't...
looked at a date and went, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've all been in this situation where we've probably thrown something out that didn't need to be thrown out,
yep.
or we were uncertain. This literally affects all of us, and it affects our economy, affects our health.
Right.
Like, there is... why do we have a government? Like, I am all with the people out there chanting less government, less government. Yeah. I like to see people. I like to see states be able to handle their own stuff and everything when it is necessary.
When it makes sense.
When mm-hmm. it yes, yeah. This does not make sense. There's no reason for this not to be a federal thing, in my opinion. Just my mm-hmm. thought on it
right.
and everything. I was curious what you guys thought, and I'm definitely curious what the audience thinks.
Mm-hmm. Because every place that produces something sells it wherever they can. Not always only in their own state.
That's right. And the other thing is, too, that one of the things that we kind of touched, James did just now, guys, that not wasting stuff, even if you don't care, like you say, I don't care if people waste food, it's their personal choice, whatever, it saves money. Do you want to save money? Because anytime you there's less waste, less money you're spending. You're saving money.
I want that voice to come back. Whatever that impression was, I want that to come back. We need to bring that one back. We need to find more reasons for it to use that.
I don't even remember what it was now. I would have to go back and listen to it.
I don't know what that was. It was great. I loved it. What do you guys think out there? 715-424-2600. Let us know what you think. I would love to hear from you and love to know what you think on this one. Because I feel like this is almost a no-brainer. This should be done federally. And mm-hmm. a tip of the hat to California on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because
less confusion. Always
makes
a good
all
thing.
The sense in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And it also, just one last thing on this, and I don't know, I almost feel like I'm reaching, but I don't on this one. We have a lot of mistrust with us and the consumers and businesses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mistrust. And we are more prone, like even the most hopeful person is cynical about businesses, is cynical about the products that we're buying and the idea of them. Like, this doesn't help things.
Gee, I wonder why.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's plenty of good reason yeah. for that, mm-hmm. all those feelings and everything, I believe.
Yep.
But I think that when it comes to, of all subjects, our food should be one that we should be able to trust.
Yes. 100%.
I'm not naive. I understand what happens
back here. Back to last week when ultra-processing entered the Webster Dictionary.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well done. Good callback. What the American dream costs. Let's dive into that.
Another
one.
Cheery subject.
Yeah. Happy stuff. Happy stuff.
Happy Monday. Yay. I'm out of coffee.
I will tease ahead to you all. I'm doing these stories so we can wrap up on some fun stuff.
Oh, good. There we go. All right. Get the serious stuff out of the way first.
Fun things ahead. Yay.
Yes. An annual study by Investopia.
Is that what it is?
Investopia.
That's a terrible word.
When they make up these words for dyslexics, they just don't even
They're
think.
Just being mean,
they don't
man.
Care. They don't care, man. they found now how much you need for the American dream. $4.4 million.
Oh my!
Oof.
That's it. That's Oof. All.
That's all you need.
That's it. If you work 18 to 65, that's an average of around $100,000 a year, which is way more than most people make. But they say it's achievable for
what
a couple.
Makes that at 18?
They say it's achievable for couples in their incomes. And to answer your question, Melissa, most politicians.
Yeah.
It all depends on what your definition of the American dream is, though.
Of course.
And the one that they used isn't the class definition. It used to mean that if you worked hard enough, anyone could make it, buy a house, and leave that house to their kids.
Right.
Or at least leave their kids better off.
Yeah.
In Investopia. Oh, I'm sorry.
Investopia.
Investopia. His definition is more specific, and here are the eight things they factored in and how they got to $4.4 million.
This will be interesting.
Retirement, $1.6 million saved to retire comfortably.
Okay.
Owning a home, $930,000 over the course of your life.
Really?
Raising two kids, $832,000. Owning new cars, $811,000. Not just any car, buy new ones.
Okay.
Annual vacations, $179,000. A big wedding, $44,000.
Whoa!
Yikes.
Having pets, 37 G's is going to cost you.
Oh, wow.
And paying for your funeral, $8,500.
So, at least they got everything
in there.
That's
actually, you know what? That's actually low.
That sounds low to me, yeah.
That is low.
Yeah.
You need at least 10 grand for a traditional funeral.
Exactly.
It's even higher than 4.4 million then.
Yeah, it is.
If that all sounds excessive, their study last year was more modest and only looked at what you need to live comfortably with a number of 3.4 million. So, hey.
Only.
Very achievable.
It's just a million less, you know.
A million less, too. Mm. Well, that's attainable.
Things can't stay this way.
Nope.
Like they just can't. Nope. Like not and I'm not just saying that like like shaking my fists at the clouds. Like I mean in history, if you look at the course of history and when things like this are this separated,
yep.
They don't stay that way. Things change. Mm-hmm. And you can look at history and how those things change in different times and different ways.
A lot of different ways.
but that there is like especially in this country with our spirit debate, we are all rebels. Like I joke and I about my being born with a rebel heart and all this, and my mother teasing me about that. We all are. Every single one of us born in this country have a rebellious heart. It is part of being an American. Some are more rebellious than others. Some notice it more than others. Mm-hmm. But nobody doesn't have. Everybody's got it in them. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the American people just sitting on this day after day, year after year. Chickens come home to roost, man. They do, and I don't see it staying this way. It can't.
But the problem I see is who is directing that rebel spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it's being directed. And that's a problem right now.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing. Kind of what James was touching on here. You can go back in history and see a lot of different ways that this can manifest itself. You know? Some it can be good. It can be bad. It can lead to the death of a whole bunch of people, which isn't good. But I totally get what both of you are saying. It's that the point we're at or we're getting to, I don't know if we're quite there yet, but we seem to be on the path to, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. It does not bode well for, you know, how things will change. You know, is it going to be a more peaceful way or is it going to be a more, you know, the other way? So we'll that's the question, happens. Right?
And really, that's up to us.
You are absolutely right.
It's up to the people. Mm-hmm. So be careful of who is manufacturing your outrage.
Mm.
And
do your research.
and regardless of what happens, trust in our process. Trust our election workers, our poll people. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens come November 6th, November 7th, November 8th, let's treat each other right and have a peaceful transition of power.
Yes.
And get some change.
Yep.
And get some things done here.
Yep.
Even these things out a little bit more with the whole 1%. It's even smaller than 1% now.
4.4 million.
It's incredible. Jeez. Yeah. I feel like I have that somewhere laying around here. Let me double. I'm going to go to commercial break. Look.
Oh, here it is. My couch cushions. There's my 4.4 million.
I don't have a couch.
Oh, oh. Then no 4.4 million for
we
you.
We have to get Melissa a couch and get a bunch of change in there.
Room.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out during the break. We'll be back with more fun at the morning show.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City State Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Such a good song. Great band.
Yes.
Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs are amazing band. Wonderful band. They're one of those bands I was thinking about this weekend. Bands I would love to see live.
Oh, yes.
That'd be a great band.
Fascinating.
Live. Really good. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Remember, the 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with the Kitchens Open.
Yeah!
Kitchens Open's back, everybody.
That's right.
Looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news in there. And we'll, of course, have our monthly Veterans Update from our great friend Tom Heiser. Tom in studio coming up.
Excellente.
We get into this fun one, though. So, the top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of,
it
like.
It really was.
Cackle
it's
kind
because,
of, like.
It's because there's a reason.
Okay.
I have on my table something special.
Oh, great.
As far as Halloween candy goes, and I cannot wait to give it to you guys.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
I'm concerned a little, actually.
I think I'm excited. Why the 17 years? That seems a little...
That's arbitrary?
Yeah,
I don't know.
CandyStore.com...
That's when they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 years ago. CandyStore.com reviews candy purchases over the past 17 years and put together a ranking of the top three candies in every state. Of course, people buy candy for a lot of reasons throughout the year, so they focused on the months leading up to Halloween.
Okay.
And let's see, here are the top 10 overall, along with the states where they are the top seller. M&M's are number one in California, Iowa, Kansas, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Washington State, and Washington, D.C.
Well, the old standard. Yep. Nothing can't go wrong with M&M's.
By far and away, the number one.
Classic chocolate that won't melt in your hands.
That's right. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
So good. So good. Reese's Cups. Number one in Florida, Kentucky, New Hampshire, and Wyoming.
That makes sense.
Yep, they're good.
Those are tasty and classic.
Now, I think kind of, at least to me, I wouldn't have expected this one in the top five, let alone at number three, Sour Patch Kids at number one.
Ooh.
In Alaska, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Nebraska, New York, and Texas.
Huh. Well, that's an interesting group of states.
It's an interesting spread of states.
Isn't
yes.
it, though? They like sour candy, though, apparently. So, yeah, there you go.
Skittles, number one in Alabama. And that's it.
Well, really?
Yeah.
They're the only ones that want to taste the rainbow, huh?
I guess so.
Well, they do contain some things you shouldn't eat.
Well, I think most of these candies do.
Probably.
Starburst.
That one in particular.
Yeah. Starburst comes in at number five. Indiana and Michigan have that as their number one.
Oh, interesting.
Starbursts are great.
Starbursts are good. I have to say, they're very tasty.
Another upset, I would think. But again, this is that's just my thoughts on this one. Number six, hot tamales.
Ooh.
Wow.
Number one in Minnesota, New Mexico, and North Dakota.
What? Okay. New Mexico, I guess, kind of makes sense. Mm. You know, got the whole Tex-Mex thing. North Dakota and Minnesota, oh, I know what it is. It's cold. They need to warm up. So they eat the hot tamales and they get, you know, that's it.
There you go.
I had to figure out something.
I was wondering. Why hot tamales? Why not like the little cinnamon candies?
I don't know.
What are those called?
They're like little bits.
I know what you mean.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hot tamales are like a Mike and Ike, but hot flavored. Those take a long time to chew, man.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
And if you eat a whole handful of them, your mouth falls out. So
pretty much.
It's on fire. You got to be careful with those.
Completely
on fire. Number seven, candy corn.
All right, yay! Finally,
candy corn shows up at number one in Maryland and Utah.
All right, everyone, I'm moving to Maryland.
Yep.
See ya.
Because you wouldn't want to move to Utah.
Why would I move there?
Interesting.
Why would I move to Maryland, too?
There's nothing in Maryland. Both of those. Hershey's Kisses come in at number eight, and they are number one in Arizona and Colorado.
Okay. Very nice.
Hershey's Mini Bars come in at number one in Hawaii, Nevada, Rhode Island, and West Virginia.
I've always been partial.
My grandma always used to have those in her candy jar for us.
Yes.
Those are good ones.
Love the mini bars. Yep.
And Butterfinger. Don't you lay a finger on my Butterfinger. Number one in Arkansas, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia, and here in Wisconsin.
Wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I never thought of Butterfinger as being one of those top candies, you know, like that's mid-tier.
Butterfinger, Sour Patch Kids, and M&M's seem to be the top ones number one in the most states.
Okay.
But Butterfinger is that kind of candy that really gets stuck in your teeth for a long time.
Doesn't it?
You know, no matter what, you could have perfect teeth and you're going to get it stuck in your teeth from a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love them. I love Butterfinger. What is the flavor of a Butterfinger?
Kind of a toffee-esque.
Is that?
It is.
Mixed with peanut butter.
Yep. It's different.
Oh,
it really is. Yeah.
I never thought about that. Okay. Yeah.
It is very...
And of course, chocolate.
And of course, yes. Mm-hmm. It's one of those just, it's hard to explain what the flavor is, right?
Yeah. Outside of the top 10, Snickers is number one in Tennessee and Idaho. That's my favorite candy bar. I love Snickers.
Yeah,
Snickers.
How did that one not rank higher?
It's not as good as it used to be, man.
That's really shocking to me that Snickers is not up where it used to be. They do seem different.
It's when they started running those commercials of eating a Snickers to stop you from turning into a diva.
Oh, yeah, that's
see,
it. That's what happens.
That backfired on them. Mm-hmm. People want to be divas, so...
Jolly Ranchers are number one in Georgia and South Dakota.
Another candy you can get stuck in your teeth.
Yes,
so much. Did you ever bite down on a Jolly Rancher? Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
You
could pull a tooth out with that.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have dentistry sometime in the future, that's what's going to replace it.
You get a blue one in there, that'll do it.
Or how about the Jolly Rancher sticks?
Oh, yeah, I forgot
the ones that last a long time, man. You can go all day with one of those, with those suckers. So to speak.
Well done. Oh, that was good. Almond Joy, number one in Connecticut and Missouri.
I really like Almond Joy.
I do, but there's so many people that don't like coconut.
Yeah.
Really, that's fascinating to me, because I like Mounds, too. I like Mounds and Almond Joy. I think both of them are really good. I like candy corn and the other candy bar no one likes. That's so me, I guess.
But hey, there's a whole state that likes them.
You're not alone.
Twix is number one in Montana. I take it back. No, maybe Twix is my favorite.
Okay. He just can't decide.
I
can't.
Candy bars, James' favorite. Mm. That checks out.
So is it the regular Twix or the peanut butter Twix?
Neither. I like the cookies and cream one.
Oh, wow.
It is one of the greatest things ever. Ever.
No.
Whoa.
No, the sea salt caramel ones are the best.
Oh, those are good. Those are good. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I didn't expect to like those. I didn't expect to, but I really did.
Oh, they were good.
And Tootsie Pops are number one in Jersey. Three Musketeers are number one in Mississippi. Blow Pops
used to be my favorite.
Those are good. My dad loves those.
It was a toss up between that and Milky Way.
Yeah.
The midnight or the dark chocolate Milky Way. Oh,
those are really good. Yeah,
so good. Blow Pops are number one in Ohio. As a little kid, I loved Blow Pops because I thought I was cheating and I got two treats.
Kinds of candy.
Yeah,
I got that. Smart. See the value in everything.
It's part of why I love Twix. I kid you not.
Get two.
Twix and Kit Kats growing up. Anytime I could
get a
candy bar.
It seems like you get more, right?
Every time I thought I was hustling the store. I thought...
The kind of butter, the bubble gum that they put in the middle of those Blow Pops is the kind that gives me nightmares.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder she doesn't like baseball. That's the gum they use in baseball.
It's my reoccurring bubblegum nightmare that I have, and that's the kind of bubblegum that sets me off.
Okay. Bubblegum nightmare. Let's move on.
That's going to be a whole other podcast where we just dive into things, not just Melissa, but things
I don't know,
that, like,
I had a nightmare about eggs last night. I don't know if we want to go there.
Oh, wow.
We're definitely doing that podcast. It's just going to be a sideshow.
So, James, I know we got just a little minute left here. No, whatchamacallits? Nothing?
No, I didn't
see. That's another one of my favorite candy bars. Whatchamacallit.
That's a good one. That's
a good one. Like things that are not that everybody else likes.
I know.
Because you're just strange like that.
I'm such a geek, I tell
you. It's, you know, when you find a random candy you like too, it's so difficult to find it. Like nowadays, you'd think, oh, they got everything. There's a billion candies in almost every gas station and store and everything. Right. But you get that one that you can't find.
All right.
The milk chocolate is overdone. They need more dark chocolate candy.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
100%. Yes. Yes. Candy. We won't be talking. That's all it's going to be on my mind the rest of the day. We will be back with more show and candy. The kitchen's open here at WFHR, locally grown radio.